When the scandal broke, cricket was considered to have lost its virtue. Whether it had any to start with is debatable. Cricket and betting have a long, rich history, having been snug bedfellows since 1646, the earliest reference to gambling on the sport. A court case concerning the non-payment of a wager made on a game at Coxheath in Kent on the 29th of May of that year. The stake? 12 candles. In the early 18th century, cricket was financed by the aristocracy for the precise reason that they could gamble on it. Every match that was considered important, whether it was a first-class claim or a single-wicket competition, was played for money. Newspapers of the time did not report the scorecards and results of these contests, but did record the odds and who won the wager. In 1744, the first set of laws for the game were drawn up, specifically to settle gambling disputes. It was in those days of yore that cricket was first introduced to what could be considered the precursor to the spot bet. The act of betting on a happening, other than the match result. In 1757, Lord March, a compulsive gambler, won money by putting a letter inside a cricket ball and persuading cricketers to throw it to one another over fixed distances. He had wagered that he could propel a letter a certain distance in a certain amount of time. Then there was the fourth Earl of Tankerville, who had such faith in his gardener's metro.